Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Nuts. And welcome to another episode of Write That Down. And Caleb, I'll let you take it away.
I honestly do not know what week it is, but I am going to make this quick. We have 24 predictions. 24 predictions come off the board, so I'm just going to get right into it, starting with myself.
Thank you.
I'll start with myself. My first prediction that came off the board was Santiago Espinal will be the Blue Jays opening day second baseman. That was incorrect. For each person, I'll just say the ones we got wrong first, and I'll finish off with the right. I said an AL East team will have the best record in the MLB's Grapefruit League spring training. Cardinals finish with the best record.
Looking pretty good for that one, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, Boston and Blue Jays were hot, but Boston kind of cooled off. And this is my biggest whiff of the week. I made an Aaron Judge prediction. I said Aaron Judge in his first five games, he'll hit zero home runs. He hit a home run in his first at-bat, so that's an L.
Nice.
And then my final two that are wrong was there was one walk-off on opening day, and then Marcus Semien get on base during his first at-bat. Those are both wrong. Mm. And my correct predictions was this was a home run. Blue Jays will score at least six runs in their first regular season game. That was correct, and a home run. My second one was opening day parlay. Blue Jays, Yankees, Orioles all win on opening day. That was correct. Actually, did Baltimore win on opening day?
Big three-leg parlay. Who's Baltimore playing?
Here, let Boston. Me check. Boston.
I think they did win on opening day. Yeah, they did win
on opening day. They blew the second game, but I think they won Boston, the first one.
And then my last prediction was correct. I said Marcus Stroman will have over 5.5 strikeouts on opening day. I believe he finished with 8. So that's it for me this week. And then we're on to Chase. Chase had a very good week.
Oh boy.
Only prediction he got wrong was Grayson Rodriguez to make the opening day rotation for the Orioles. That was incorrect.
Tough.
Big home run from Chase. He said Aaron Judge will hit the first home run of the MLB regular season. That was correct. And then Oswaldo Cabrera will be the Yankees opening day left field. That was also correct. And he had a 3 correct prediction on the Yankees. He also said the Yankees will win the opening series against the Giants.
Right.
Then we are on to Bryson. Bryson had a lot of predictions come off the board here.
We had 24, and me and Love went through like 10 of them.
Bryson said home run D-backs will defeat the Dodgers on opening day. That was wrong. He also said Moreno will lead all catchers in home runs for spring training. And he also said Baltimore will lose under 12.5 games this spring training. It was at 12 for the longest time, but on the last day they lost.
So close.
So tough.
And I think he led catchers in home runs. I'm not sure. There's some other guy. I can't remember his name. And home run for Bryson here. White Sox will beat the Astros on open day, and Cease will throw at least 4 strikeouts. That was correct.
He's Dyson.
And y'all said, I guess I kind of went out of order. I was going to do wrong and right, but I just going down the list. Corey Kluber gave up over 2.5 earned runs on opening day. That was correct. And then he said Adam Ottavino will get the first save chance for the Mets. That was wrong. It was David Robertson. Then to finish off Bryson, he had the Nats will win one of their 3 games on opening against the Braves opening series. That was correct. And he also said Hunter Green will have over 5 Ks opening day.
That's nice.
Correct. Oh, that was a lot.
Big week. Lots of predictions off the board.
Then moving on to Marshall. Marshall's unfortunately here today.
I forgot about him, actually.
Marshall's first prediction was a home run, but it was incorrect. He said, I missed one. Nestor got the win, right?
Today.
All right, so Marshall's first prediction was Nasty Nestor get the first win in his first regular season start. That was correct. Then he said Italian Stallion will hit the first regular season home run for the Royals. That was incorrect. It was Edward Olivares. And that was incorrect. Marshall also predicted White Sox a winner tie the first regular season series against the Astros. I believe they tied 2-2.
I think it was tied.
Marshall comes back with the Red Sox winning the opening series against Baltimore, which is correct. And Corbin Burns having over 5.5 strikeouts on opening day. That was incorrect.
You got diced. So that is
all the predictions that have come off the board. I just got to edit the standings now because I screwed up because I didn't realize the predictions sitting there. Just give me 30 seconds here.
No worries.
We got a lot of
close games right now.
I wasn't even looking at scores, actually. I just know the Yankees blew the Phillies out of the water today.
Yeah, Phillies are struggling.
True.
Not looking good for my prediction.
Alrighty,
Nestor was hot.
Our updated standings in... Oh, now with Marshall's correct prediction late, I am now in last place at a 429 Ooh. Average. Third place with a 455 average is Marshall. Third place at a 529 average is Bryson. And then with a whopping 786 average is Chase in first.
Hey, yo.
And as a team, we're batting 531.
Good, let's go.
And home run leaderboard, Bryson's in first with 3, Chase is in second with 2, I'm in third with 1, and Marshall has 0. And today we're doing 3 predictions each, and I will get us going with my first prediction. And that is, Blue Jays will defeat the Royals tomorrow and hit at least 2 home runs.
Okay.
I kind of want this to be a home run because the Jays have only hit 1 home run in the first 4 games, so... What do you guys think?
Well, then Bo's hit a couple, right?
He hit one. So they've only hit one in first 4 games.
Today was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he had one before, my bad. Yeah. I
think the Jays, even the Kikuchi started.
I think I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
I think 2 home runs in a game just in general, not even how they've been doing so far, but 2 home runs in a game is still a pretty good amount of home runs. Yeah. Like, it's definitely doable, but, like...
Especially with them struggling, but I feel like they're going to have a big game here. But I also said that their big game would be today, and they got spanked.
Tough.
All right, so Chase.
All right, I got the D-backs are upsetting tomorrow. They're getting a win because Gallen's pitching a gem.
Nice. I agree.
For your boys.
So you're saying just the D-backs win?
Yeah, D-backs win. They're plus 120, I think, on
Bet365. Bet365 is taking a lot of money since opening day. I think I'm in the hole close to $100 already.
It's 4 games in.
Rolling in dough.
I guess this will be kind of a shorter episode because Marshall's not here. So Bryson, your first prediction.
All right. Well, I gotta pivot because I also had the D-backs winning tomorrow, so I gotta pick a new one.
Padres win tomorrow.
I'll do my second one, and that was Shane Bieber will have over 5.5 strikeouts tomorrow against the Athletics in the start. Tomorrow will be April 4th.
Nice. Right. Yeah, I guess I said tomorrow with the D-backs, but that will be today when you listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. So my second prediction, I have Max Scherzer, the New York Mets, will record at least 6 strikeouts and give up 2 earned runs or less in his start tomorrow, April 4th. So today, I guess, when you're listening to this.
I always get tripped up by that.
Yeah. Time warp.
Time warp, we're going time traveling.
All right, Chase, your second prediction.
Okay, I got CJ Crohn's disease is going to be the first to 10 home runs.
Whoa. Nice.
And I had, not sure if it is, but I had it as one.
He's at 3 right now, isn't he, or 4?
He's in the lead right now. Yeah, he's 3, at 3.
I think it's a home run.
Yeah, I think calling any one player to hit 10 home runs first is a home run.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. I know it's not
if he's at like 9 and everyone else below him's at like 2. Like
exactly.
Be the first 10 home runs.
Then he goes cold, doesn't hit one for the rest of the season.
Alrighty, Bryson, your second prediction.
All right, so my pivot in my second prediction, I'll go with another tomorrow prediction, April 4th prediction, but I'm going to say that the Phillies will get their first win of the season against the Yankees.
Who do the Yankees have pitching tomorrow?
Herman, I think I saw.
I was going to say Herman?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the most likely game because Cole's on the game after.
Yeah, but sure. The Phillies also, I think, are doing a bullpen game, so.
Gotcha.
Already, holy.
Could be dicey.
Because like the projected starter is Matt Strom, and I'm pretty sure he's a bullpen room. Unless they've converted him, but based on MLB The Show, he's always a relief pitcher. So.
Nice.
I love MLB The Show 23. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
The new bat sounds are so good.
I love the new bat sounds.
Yeah.
I love that when you just hit an absolute nuke. Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh,
gotta love the perfect.
I played Diamond Dynasty all the time, and like my team sucks. Like there's no diamonds. I hit like a perfect ball with like a bronze. It's just regular routine fly out.
Playing polo grounds.
Polo grounds. I love playing polo grounds. It's like 200 feet.
Polo grounds. Yeah, 200 feet in the corners. What is like it? 600.
800 feet in center.
800 foot center field. You hit it into center field. You guys are running a mile.
So many inside the park home runs.
Love the polo grounds though.
Hit an absolute nuke. A center field dead center home run.
Running into another state.
I saw this softball baseball field for a high school in the States, and they have it like back to back. So. The one field, like the outfield, dips in to the field, like because it's like two diamonds, like one's facing north, one's facing south, kind of thing. And one diamond, the outfield goes like into the outfield of the other field. So like,
the outfield
is like 180 in the center and like 250 on the corners. it's like the anti polo grounds.
Yeah, you have to hit a dead center.
Yeah, dead center is just so short.
Alrighty, so my final prediction of the day. This man I have on my fantasy team has gotten me, I think, negative points every game so far.
Yikes.
Not ideal, so write this down. Kyle Schwarber will hit at least two home runs between now and next week, so write that down.
He almost had one the other day.
So basically I'm saying, immediately when we record next week, write that down. If he hasn't hit a home run, I lose.
Yeah, all right. I like it. So, and are you putting that for a home run?
Nah, I was thinking if I made three, it would be a home run. I think two with Schwarber.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's got the power. He's got the potential to hit two. He's definitely got the potential to hit two.
Yeah, he hasn't hit one yet.
Struggling so far.
Yeah, points every night.
Nice. Just a couple strikeouts every night.
Alrighty. Chase, your final prediction.
I got Volpe first to 10 stolen bases in the season.
Nice.
Yeah, so I had two first to 10s because I think Volpe, well, he's got – I don't think he had one today, but first three games he had three stolen bases. So, guy's got boots when he's on the bigs.
Corbin Carroll's going to get there first.
How many does he have? I haven't actually locked the stolen base leader.
I don't actually know, but I know he stole second and third the other day.
He's got two at least.
The leaderboard right now is Mateo and Mullins are tied for first with four.
Oh, yeah. Mateo's been burned.
Volpe has that three. Guy's Carroll has three. Has speed.
Mateo, he's such an underdog for stolen bases.
Yeah, he always comes. Him and John Birdie.
Yeah, John Birdie too. Yeah, those guys both swipe bags.
Vadi had a steal today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was runners on first and second. I think it was runners on first and second. And
Lefty
was like a full count and they were shifting and there's no one at third. So he just walked to third.
Nice. Hey, stolen bag.
Yeah. He's going to be the first of 10.
Chalk it up.
Ty France stole his first bag today since 2019 or something.
Oh, actually?
Yeah. Everyone's just swiping bags now with these bigger bases.
Yeah, the league.
Vogelbach's coming,
he
baby.
He has to get a stolen bag.
He's got to at least attempt.
Yeah. That would be great to watch.
That would. Just Danny V just humming down the base pass.
Just dead sprint.
Dead sprint, 5 kilometers an hour.
It's rolling.
Adam Duvall leads the MLB in RBIs right now.
Actually?
Yeah,
he's on a tear.
I picked him up today on Fantasy.
Holy.
So that would be a whole league.
I picked him up for like three games in one league, and he just is carrying my team.
Number one ranked outfielder.
Nice.
Alrighty. Bryson, your third and final prediction.
My last prediction is that at the end of the month of, or this month, I guess, we're in April now. So the end of this month, the Reds will not be the in last place in their division.
Aren't they leading right now?
No, they're like tied for third, I think.
Sorry, last time I looked, they were leading. I think they're 3-1 or something like that.
Yeah, they're off
Reds
to a good
off to
start.
A hot start.
Let's see.
But yeah, I'm predicting they're not going to.
3-1 and they lead division.
Wow.
Nice. Well, I didn't even know that, but
who would have seen that coming?
Hey.
Yeah,
they have Joey Votto, former MVP.
True.
Chess player.
Alrighty, so that's it for Write That Down. And now, Chase, we're still something left in the episode. You want to continue, Chase, what we're doing next?
Oh, boy. Are we ranting? I don't even.
I think we're just going to talk about opening. What do we each of us have
talking,
to say about opening?
Talking
week
about three? Opening. Talking about opening weekend. Week, kind of how we just kind of just chatting about it, really. Some prediction or some. I don't even know. I'm getting mixed up.
We're just going to talk, sit down, talk.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, pretty much. Well, baseball's back and it's the best time of year. So that is always great news. And Yankees are doing pretty well. I know Caleb's not feeling the same about his Jays, but.
Yeah.
I know you said you might make this into just a Jays rant.
Yeah, it might. I am already done with them.
Nice.
Alrighty, I'll get us started. My Sounds first good. Overreaction of this year so far. The Twins are the best team in the AL Central.
That's fair.
Damn right.
Joey Gallo, though.
Yeah.
The year of Joey
Gallo. Absolutely mashing.
Bearded Joey Gallo just hits different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Yankee should have let it slide and keep his beard.
Guy would have been a stud if they would have. Yeah. That no shift bearded Gallo.
I saw some tweet. It was like Gallo 3 home runs, Judge 2. Yankees let the wrong guy go.
Could have signed Gallo for what, like $9 million?
I think he got like 1 year, $10 million, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the Twins. They swept the Royals. I didn't think that was a big accomplishment until I just saw the Royals smack the shit out of my Jays.
Well, that's because he had Barrios on the mound, so that's just
true. He's terrible.
I saw a tweet that he has his career at ERA with the Jays is 4.94.
That
hurts.
That's inflated. Well, not really inflated. Like, he's lucky he kind of got off to a good start with the Jays. He had a good first year.
That is true.
And then all of a sudden he just signs that contract. Just shows that he's just playing for money. Doesn't really care. All he's playing for.
That contract, he really did it. And he's like, nah, I'm good now. I got my cash. I got the bag. I'm out.
Just the Blue Jays are just I kind of wrote down a couple of reactions. Overreaction number two, Blue Jays wrote as good as we thought it was. Manoa, crap.
Manoa.
Gausman. Did his thing. Bassett.
Yeah, I got a good game.
Bassett, oh my god. 9 earned runs.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, Barrios, crap.
Tough start.
And I do think when I look at Kikuchi and Barrios, like I feel like Kikuchi, like I felt like Kikuchi is gonna bounce back. I didn't feel the same about Barrios. I don't know, just something about it.
He just doesn't show like a lot of like
energy
He doesn't seem like a guy who's like, I want to work hard and turn this around. Like, I feel like
he's just kind of like goes just, out.
Well, yeah, he just plays for money and then
just goes contract.
I'm sure in his contract year, he'll just magically be good.
Yeah, his contract year is like 5 years down the road again.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, like they signed him to such a big deal. Like, that's going to be a tough contract to get rid of.
Yeah.
Another thing to eat money, I think.
Like, that's Blue Jays, like, management is they can't sign pitchers.
No.
Gausman is the only exception, but that's one. I'm trying to think of who they signed. Ryu. Well, I don't. Ryu had
yikes,
one
Ryu.
Good year. Yeah, Tanner Roark.
Yeah.
Matt Shoemaker.
Matt Shoemaker was actually stud with the Jays. He was so underrated. He was so good, actually. I honestly think he was like the second starter in our playoff run, like when the COVID year.
Yeah.
He was the second starter.
Who's your coach for the Blue Jays that kind of looks like Shoemaker? Because there's a guy I was watching the Jays game and I saw him on the bench and I for a second thought it was Shoemaker, but it wasn't. But
John Snyder?
Maybe, I don't know. But there's some sort of. No, I don't think it was him. Somebody that wasn't a player on the bench looked like Shoemaker. Big black beard.
He's on the team.
Maybe he is. He wasn't dressed. Like, he had, like, track jacket and stuff on, so he wasn't. But he might have had a uniform underneath the track jacket. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, yeah, like, Matt Shoemaker is actually really good with the Jays. Just trying to think who else they signed.
I completely forgot.
Brios, Bassett. Well, I feel like Bassett's gonna bounce back, but man, that was awful.
He should.
It's definitely a called an overreaction for a reason. Like, I definitely think that those guys are gonna bounce back. Brios, I don't think will, but I think
so Bassett
and he's just been
will. Tiedemann's just waiting in his shadow to take that spot.
Honestly, just give it to him. It's one of those situations where it's like, I'm paying this guy this X amount of money how do I justify sitting him on the bench?
He's getting opportunity after opportunity because of how much they're paying him.
He signed a 7-year, $131 million contract.
Yeah.
$18 million a year.
Too much. He's going to get too long of a leash just because of that, unfortunately.
Yeah, honestly.
That was like me with fantasy last year. He was on my team. I did not want to drop him because I was like, okay.
Just kept hoping.
He's too good not to.
Honestly, I would have done the same thing.
It's like, I don't want to drop because I felt like someone's going to pick him up, but I just felt like he was going to, like.
Just pick it up. It's the next start is the next. That's when he's going.
That's the downside of fantasy.
It was like, decent start, terrible, decent. Like, he never had a good start last year.
Yeah.
No. He hasn't had a good start in a while, I feel. Like, I can't remember the last time. I was like, oh, Brios actually did well today when I was looking at stats.
Honestly, same.
Yeah, like, fantasy, like, the highest he'd probably get would be, like, 7 points.
Yeah, and that's tough. If he manages to get some Ks.
Doesn't make up for, like, the minus 10.
Yeah.
Like, I think he had, like, minus 12 points opening day last year.
Yikes.
And, like.
He was opening day starter last year, right?
Yeah, and he got up. I think he pitched a third of an inning.
Yeah, I think I remember that. And getting absolutely lit up.
Yeah, I had a 160, or what was it? He had like a 161 ERA or something like that because he got one out.
Enough.
It was like, oh, just terrible. And then, I don't care, turning this around. Another thing is, I do not like John Schneider.
I know you said that last year.
Yeah, I didn't agree with him taking over, but I think the Jays management brought Don Mattingly. They're just – I think John Schneider has a short leash because they have Don Mattingly waiting to take his job. I think that's how they brought him in. Like,
just give it to him.
Just clueless. Like, yesterday – I think it was yesterday. I'm going to say it was yesterday. It was runners on second and third. Two outs. The game was relatively close. Biggio's up, and you have Kirk on your bench, and you're not pinch hitting.
True.
I think this was Saturday.
when Biggio's your guy on.
Yeah.
You got to take that guy off.
Yeah, like, no, you do not let Biggio hit. And then, I despise them not playing Espinal more.
Honestly, and he was so good last year.
He was an all-star last year.
Yeah. I didn't watch how he did in spring training, but, like, he had such
a fairly good in spring.
Yeah, like, I don't know what warranted – like, I don't know how Biggio won that spot over him.
He is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all he'll bat, like, 130. Yeah, he'll walk once in a while. But still, like, Espinal will bat, like, 270 to 290.
And, like, Biggio never has done anything positive, really. He's always been below average.
He is a bust. Like,
yeah. He's just got that.
Everyone
his
was
dad,
so Greg. High on him. He shouldn't be on this roster. Like, I want Espinal to start at second, but like, I don't really care if Witt starts. But no, not Biggio.
It definitely shouldn't
be. I personally think that when opening day roster, Biggio should have been sent down, and Assenbarger should have been on the opening day roster.
I would like to see more of Barger because Chapman's playing in a rookie year. And Chapman's been hot, so
yeah. Like, I think Assenbarger would be way more helpful than Kevin Biggio, at least batting wise. Like, his bat, I think, is so much better, just from what I've seen. And again, it's not majorly, like, he hasn't been at the major league level yet. But I mean, like, you gotta take a shot. I think, like, it's not like Biggio's giving you any reason to keep him up there.
Nothing to lose.
Here, let's get me my.
It's not like Biggio. Big member. It's not like Biggio has a huge, or does he? Like, does he have a big contract?
No.
Yeah, I figured he's getting probably league minimum-ish.
He'll probably be making a couple mil. Oh, but...
Corbin Carroll bomb. Let's go.
Come on, baby.
Tag game with the Padres.
Padres have been booty cheeks so far.
Yeah.
Cavan, career 227 hit, strikes out 27% of the time.
27.
Has what is that? He had a good year in 2019 where he had a 2.7 WAR. And that's it. That's all he's done in his had a tough. Good rookie year.
Tough. And how's he defensively? Like, is he? I haven't really watched the Jays, but
he is terrible.
I would definitely say, like, if like you said, like, I don't watch Biggio a ton on defense, but like, from what I've seen from Espinal, like, Espinal's solid on defense, so like, there's really nothing holding them back.
Like, it's just doesn't make any sense. Okay, why is my I'm trying to get his fielding stats up here and it's being stupid. There we go. Like, yeah, like here. Yeah, he's a terrible defender according to Fangraphs.
Perfect.
He has a fielding percentage at he's a fielding percentage of like where's his career? Of like 980, which is actually not good.
Nice. Like, perfect. Perfect guy to play every day.
Like, I just don't like him. Oh, I just hate seeing that lineup and Biggio was at
On it every day.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Like, especially Saturday. Like, when I was like, you're really sitting Espinal back-to-back games? And I'm like, what? Yeah, here's it's Espinal stats up here. Fuck, I spelled his name wrong.
May as well compare.
What if I could compare players on this thing? Bet you I can. Premium, you know?
Yep. But not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Absolutely not a big deal. okay. Here is Espinal. Espinal is a career 279 hitter.
Significantly better than Biggio.
That's 70 points higher almost. has a career WAR of 4.4. Kevin Biggio has a career WAR of 5.
And how long is that? Espinal's played one season.
And Espinal's had played...
or is it two?
He
2020.
One and a half seasons. He's played 250 career games.
Right.
And he has a 6 less WAR of Biggio.
I thought you said it was 1. I thought it was 5 for Biggio and 4 for
Espo. 4.4.
And what was Biggio?
5.
Oh, so it's like 1 WAR less almost.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, shit. They have the same fielding percentage.
Well, that one then is just take the better bat.
Oh, did you say 0.6?
It was Biggio has a 5, like 5 on the nose WAR.
Yeah. But did you say she was 0.6 more?
Yeah, 0.6 because.
Oh, I thought 4.4. You said 6 more. I was like, I don't. Unless I heard something.
Another thing with the Blue Jays is Brandon Belt has looked terrible.
Brandon. You know, I haven't watched any other than literally his first at bat when he got a hit. I was like, holy, there you go, Brandon Belt.
I was thinking, I couldn't remember him getting a hit. Was it his first at bat?
I think it was either first or second. He got one right away. Look at him go.
He has so many opportunities to
frickin'
drive in runs.
But they were calling out the opening day lineup because I didn't look at it on any like social media or anything. So I just watched the game and they were calling out the lineup. And Brandon Belt's on the opening lineup. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Like,
I made the opening lineup.
Like, there's so many other guys that deserve the opportunity over, like, oh, like, why is still on the team?
When you have anybody else.
Another thing that really ticks me off is, using Belt as a DH. Like, the team was most successful when they were running Danny at the DH.
I was just going to say, like, why don't you
go back to the Jansen because – you can do that now.
Jansen and Kirk combo.
If one of them gets hurt, you got Varsho can catch.
Yeah, like he caught. How much did he catch in Arizona? Like he caught not half the time, but like a little less than half. Yeah,
use the players you got. Like that's one reason I like the Varsho deals because you could run the Danny, Kirk DH, and they haven't ran it yet this year.
Yeah, that's so strange. Actually,
it's so stupid. Brandon Belt has a 50% K rate right now.
50%,
and
that's every other bat.
I don't know what I'd like to see how many runners he's left in scoring position because today he had bases loaded and then I think he had second and third, struck out both times. I know for a fact he had 2 more other opportunities, base loaded, struck out both times. Let's just talk about the Yankees, Chase. I'm done.
Fair enough.
With the Yankees.
We'll
talk about the Yankees and we'll talk about the D-backs and call it a day.
Sounds good. Other than the injuries, I've been honestly really happy with kind of management choices that the Yankees have made, especially with like Cabrera getting starting left field, and he's played every game at left field, and having Volpe starting at shortstop and having so far played every game at shortstop. I'm really happy with those two decisions. I was very scared Hicks was going to get starting day left field and he didn't, which was great. He's playing today, which was unfortunate. But other than that, I've been pretty happy. Like IKF played center field yesterday and he did pretty good. And obviously that's going to change once Bader's healthy again. So for right now, I'm fine with it. But
everything
other than that, I think the only thing I would change is have DJ be our everyday third base and then have Donaldson on the bench.
Is Donaldson dust?
Like, he hasn't been, like, bad. He hasn't really done – he's been pretty good defensively, actually.
Batting right 182. Now.
But, yeah, like, he's – yeah, like – his offense hasn't been there, but his defense is like he's made some pretty good plays at third so far. But and I guess this will all change once Bader, or hopefully it'll change once Bader's healthy, because then Stanton can pretty much DH every day. But I'd like to see DJ at third, Stanton DH, Bader center, Judge right, Cabrera left, and just eliminate Hicks, IKF, and Donaldson from the equation and just have them as bench pieces. So I'm hoping that happens once Bader's healthy. But pretty happy with it so far.
Can't believe they sent down that burrito.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that. Yeah. He throws an absolute gem yesterday. I don't know exactly.
I was watching Sports. They said it was like the first Yankees pitcher ever I forget what it was. In his first start to like give up less than two hits, pitch six innings and whatever.
Yeah. And I texted in the chat. I'm just minding my own business, just humming along at work. All of a sudden I get a notification. Yankees have optioned Johnny Brito. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy, I'm looking at his stats right now. He pitched five innings, two hits, no earned runs, one walk, six Ks. And you're going to be like, yeah, you're going back down.
Like, yeah, we still like Clark Schmidt more.
Yeah, we still like Clark Schmidt. You're not our guy. You had an absolute gem of a first game ever, but you're going back to AAA. So I saw that, and I was like, that's kind of wild.
Clark Schmidt got a little lit up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, three earned runs, two homers.
Yeah, not what you want to see. Not what you want to see.
Nah, it's still better than the Jays rotation. I think Manoah's sitting at a 13-10 ERA.
Yeah.
Take Clark Schmidt over Jose Berríos.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, that was such a weird move. Before Brito threw, though, I was like, who even is this guy? Well,
there's so many Yankees like pitching prospects that are pretty well known, like Luis Gil and D.V. Garcia. And then this guy just comes out of nowhere and just pitches a gym and then gets sent back down.
And then who's this Franchi Cordero that played today? I have never heard of this guy in my life.
That's a guy they just signed, didn't they?
Yeah, they signed him like the day before. Like the day before opening day, all of a sudden, this Franchi Cordero gets signed. And I'm like, who is this guy? And he makes their roster somehow. And he just plays today and actually plays really well. I don't know what he hit, but he hit like 500 or something. But
I think he hit a double or a couple of ribbies or something.
Yeah, like he actually played pretty good. But like, I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, I know he was Boston at one point because I had him on my fantasy team.
Just came out of nowhere, makes the opening day roster, like the 40-man roster.
Yeah,
that was
kind of crazy.
Yeah. I'm not pretty happy. Pretty happy. Hicks on Twitter is like, all I want to do is play. Pretty much, like, I'm not word for word, but all I want to do is play. I don't want to come in off the bench. And it's like, well, you kind of have to. You kind of have to actually hit the ball if you want to play every day. Like, do something. Do something to make us want you to play. Like, yeah, this check, man.
They don't fucking play. They play people because of their name.
He had this check swing today, and it was not even close. Like, he broke the plane, and it wasn't even close. And he just argued it so hard that he didn't break. That wasn't a strike three. It's like, come on, man. Just hit the ball. Stop arguing about your check swings. Just hit the ball.
Just be better.
Just be better.
Fangraphs, Aaron Hicks, 100% K rate.
Did he strike out every bat today?
I don't think this is updated.
It probably honestly is 100%. Like, he didn't get on base today. I didn't see every at-bat.
It only has one plate appearance on here.
Oh, he struck out. Yeah, it's 100% that he struck out.
Oh, he only had one. Oh, no, here's the updated. 25%.
Yeah, he had three at-bats today, one walk, one strikeout. Hitting zero average, 200 OBP.
Hey, he has a 25% walk, 25% walk percentage.
Holy, guy walks all the time.
Buddy has not been good since 2018.
A long time. He's got a subpar arm. He drops balls in the outfield, and he doesn't hit the ball.
He's only had like two good years at the Yankees. He's been there for fucking 8 years. He's been there for
so long.
6 years.
Like, so is it only 6 years?
Yeah, 2016.
Oh, it was like so much longer than that. All right, my rant's done.
His eighth year,
yeah.
Alrighty, what's the report on the Diamondbacks?
Give us the scoop.
Report on the Diamondbacks is that we are not going to be good this year. Unfortunately, that's my guess. Like, I think we're gonna be like, I don't think we're gonna be terrible. Like, I think we might still have more wins than last year, which is kind of what I thought, but. I think it's just gonna take time for these young guys to kind of get into the swing of things, and like, yeah. Carroll hit his first bomb just 10 minutes ago. A
couple minutes ago.
And like, I think it's just gonna take him and Moreno and those guys some time to develop. And we still just don't have pitching. So like, as good as those guys can be, like, we're starting Zach Davies Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I guess that kind of limits
you. I'll still take Zach Davies over Berríos.
Berríos. Yeah. That's right. I don't know if there's many pitchers that would take
Berríos over Corbin Carroll or not Corbin Carroll, Patrick Corbin or Jose Berríos.
We'll throw Corbin Carroll on the mound.
Yeah, I'd rather Corbin Carroll.
Guy's played three games in his career.
I think I would still lean Berríos over Patrick Corbin. I think he's the two worst
qualified ERA
starting. Corbin, Corbin and Berríos.
Yeah. I think Corbin had like a whole ERA more, one whole ERA more than Berríos or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's not good.
The D-backs through. Are 2-2 right now, and we've scored 7 runs. So that's tough. Like, we've got a negative 13 run differential.
Yankees scored 8 runs today.
And it's, yeah, like, and like some of the best teams in the league are at like plus 20. And so, yeah, so like, I think it's just going to be a pretty up and down year. Like, we did win, we did beat the Dodgers in a game. So, like, and then we also got clapped by the Dodgers. So, like, I think it's Trace Thompson just. Went off.
Yeah, 3 home runs, a grand slam.
Yeah, guys, just nuts.
Actually, your starters besides Gallen and Baumgartner, your other 3 are pretty damn good.
They are. Yeah, they're not bad. Like Dre Jameson, I don't know if he started a game, but he's been pitching really well. And then
Davies, Kelly, and whoever started today.
Merrill Kelly, yeah, Davies. Today we had I can't remember who we had.
And Gallen's just a stud.
Gallen's a stud. Baumgartner is cheeks. Oh, Ryan Nelson started today.
Yeah,
he pitched okay. 3 runs, 3 walks, 3 Ks. So not great, not terrible. Only 6 hits. Yeah. But yeah, like I think once if we can somehow get rid of Baumgartner, which I don't think we're ever going to be able to, because we're paying him so much money.
Yeah, and he also for so much. He wasn't good when you signed him.
Because it's the D-backs, I don't know. They're like, oh, like a person with a decent name wants to sign with us. Kyle Lewis, though. Kyle Lewis has been hitting pretty well.
I forgot he was with the D-backs now.
Uh-oh, Chase's card value is going up.
Ooh, I also got a lot of Kyle
Lewis. Gave me that one.
Going up. Stocks are up.
No, today he's struggling. He's actually not hitting that well. He's hitting 167 this year. Oof. he had a home run. He had a home run, yeah, so that's what I was like.
How did that guy go?
Two RBIs. Oh, I said he's 222, sorry, not one of you.
But, went from rookie of the year to flaming garbage.
Although he's 0 for 3 today.
Lourdes Gurriel.
What do you do?
Minus 0.2 war.
Yo. <Yeah.
laughs> Not kind of phoned it in.
Not a good start.
Are you making errors?
I don't know. Like, I watched.
He's got a 250. How could he have a minus war? Oh, defensive rating is terrible.
I think he's just not good in the field.
Just dropped every ball that's got hit to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, but all in all, I think they had the D-backs, I think, are kind of what we expected. Like,
yeah.
Just I'm still hyped about them. I still think, like, lots having Jordan Lawler should be up soon.
Yeah,
if he can, I think he could even be up this year if he hits well. Brandon Fat, like they sent him down because I think like they want to give these other guys some run, like Joe Jameson, Ryan Nelson, and those guys.
Yeah, but
I still think Fat's better than both those guys, so I think he'll be up sooner than later too. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. But this year, I think it's gonna be a lot of up and down, and at least for me, like I feel bad for like Jays fans or even Phillies fans who are like expecting.
To be so good
for the year, yeah. Like it's only 5. Like it's the first weekend, so like it's definitely overreaction. But I'm sure you have high hopes coming into the year, and then start off like just, this is tough.
Just let down.
Yeah,
at least you're expecting to be let down with the D-backs.
Yeah, like if we crack like 75 wins, I'll be pumped.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah,
it would be pretty sweet.
So whereas Jays and Phillies fans are like playoffs bound.
I feel like an idiot.
Why?
I just looked at the Jays like box scores today. And, like I'm ranting on Biggio, yet he's batting 400 this year.
Just an absolute dud so far.
Yeah. Chappie 533 have himself.
Chappie's hot.
Yeah. Springer 286, but that's carried from his five hits on opening day.
Just a really good opening day, nothing afterwards.
I don't think he's had a hit.
Him and Adley have kind of struggled since their big games.
That's tough. Gunner had a good day today.
Had a homer today.
Homer and a single, I think, or something like that.
All right, how about we each on the ESPN League, how about we each player of the week? Who was your best guy this week?
Probably
just in your opinion, not stats. Like, who are you impressed with?
Honestly, probably Cole. If I had to just go strictly either, like, Cole threw a gem. What do you, 5 innings, 11 Ks? Oh, 6 innings, sorry. 6 innings, 11 Ks, 2 walks, no one runs, 3 hits. Like, he pitched an absolute gem opening day. And then my other one would be probably Wander Franco. Like, he's 2 for 4, 3 for 4, 2 for 3, 1 for 4. Like, guy's batting .636 right now. And with a home run. So I'll go, those are my top two guys. Wander Franco and Garrett Cole. They just both, Cole with the great first game, and Wander's just been mashing baseball. So
My best player, I haven't looked. I think he'd be probably my best player, either Springs or Goldschmidt.
Springs did throw a good game. Springs
had threw an absolute gem for me. True. Thank you, Chase.
Yep. No worries.
I'll get his stats up.
He had 12 Ks. I know that.
6 innings, 12 Ks, 1 walk, no hits. Just a stud. You'll take that from your reliever spot every day of the week.
True.
And then Goldschmidt, also a stud. Like, I'm happy I traded for him.
Yeah, he's just that guy.
Yeah. He had a couple home runs. Bryson, who is your stud of the week?
That's a tough one. I think my stud of the week so far has probably got to be Yoshida from the Red Sox.
Ooh, he had a home run
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. It's kind of a toss-up between him and Acuna.
Oh yeah,
Acuna's been hitting really well too. Drew Rasmussen also put up 28 points for me today.
Acuna on the comeback season.
Holy shit.
Ray's pitching, man.
My iPad just froze, so I was trying to pull up Rashida's stats, but apparently it's not allowed.
I'll get you on FanGraph Premium here. I'll look it up quick.
Thanks. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's always the worst.
Yeah, minus one game where he went 0 for 5. He's hitting, like, really well.
Batting nice. .250 with the home run and 2 RBIs.
And that'll just be because of his 0 for 5 game.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if this update is. He only had 5 plate appearances?
No, it's not updated. He has 13 at bats. He's hitting .308 with
a home run. .308, yeah.
.308 nice. With 5 RBIs and a home run. So
Making a good claim.
Yeah, I mean, I would have taken Carroll, but Caleb's dad swiped him off me. So
swiped first round, first pick.
Hey, he was going first second overall if he didn't take him.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fair. He was gonna go before me. I already knew it.
Because Dustin texted me, he's like, "I'm hoping Carroll falls to me."
Yeah, damn you, Dustin.
Hey, I got stuck. Right. I was gonna take Yoshida, and I was like, "I don't know who to fucking take now."
Yeah.
Fair.
I was like, I felt bad as I hit draft, and I was like, I got you.
I got Devin Williams, flipped him, turned it into Springs and TA, so I'm happy.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm hoping Walker can just turn it up for me.
I forgot I traded Jordan Walker. Oh, well. All right.
I'd say so.
I'm going to throw something in here. Most disappointing player on my team, Kyle Schwarber, batted 1 for 17 this week.
True. That is a tough look.
Yeah, most disappointing on my team up until today was Bobby Witt.
Oh yeah, he's actually
a good game today. He got the feed off of Barrios today, so
yeah, his swing's back now.
Honestly, I think my most disappointing would probably be Jazz.
Yeah,
isn't he supposed to be the best player?
Yep. Just hasn't really hit the ball very much. I don't really know. Well, everybody else has done pretty good. Cabrian Hayes hasn't really done anything, actually. But I just expected more out of Jazz, so I'll probably say I'm a little bit more disappointed in Jazz.
I'm disappointed in my pitching staff in general.
I don't know why, but I don't know why I expected Kluber to have a decent year this year. He just is already off to a bad start again.
I had four starts. Four starters give me minus points. Chris Sale minus one, Kopech minus two, Ray minus two, Manoah minus three.
And now Ray's injury. Yeah,
I have my pitching staff. Pitching staff IL would be a pretty decent rotation in the MLB. Fosbury and Gonsolin on my IL.
Nice. All right. Does that wrap it up for us?
Yeah, I think so. That was a good little rant. Got things off my chest.
Yep. Just got to vent sometimes, you know? It's a therapy.
Instead of punching walls, you know?
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our latest episode, and we will see you in the next one.
See ya.
See ya.